This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. All Ohioans will be required to wear face masks in public beginning tonight at 6. The order brings Ohio in line with all of its surrounding states except Indiana. State House correspondent Andy Chow has this story.
Mask mandates are already in place for level 3 risk advisory counties covering more than 60% of the state's population. And Governor Mike DeWine says they're proving effective in decreasing the spread of the virus. DeWine says the statewide mask order will help level 1 and level 2 counties prevent a spread.
We've got to get this virus under control. Wearing masks is going to make a difference.
DeWine says he's concerned about outbreaks caused by large house parties, and he's ordering 2 weeks of quarantine for Ohioans returning from 9 different states with positivity rates over 15%. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
DeWine on Wednesday also issued a travel advisory for 9 states, including Florida, Texas, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona. Those states have a test positive rate that's above 15%. People traveling into Ohio from one of these states or returning Ohioans should self-quarantine for 14 days. The advisory is based on a 7-day rolling average and will be updated weekly. DeWine on Wednesday repeated his calls for House Speaker Larry Householder to step down.
I think it's clear that the speaker cannot function as speaker.
But the governor does not support a repeal of the $1 billion nuclear bailout legislation that Householder pushed with help from illegal money. Householder was arrested on Tuesday as part of a $60 billion bribery scheme.
My position on this, you know, certainly predated the bill. I mean, our position has been that we need nuclear power. Our position has been that we need non-carbon polluting energy.
DeWine says Householder's alleged crimes are horrible, but says he was not aware of any illegal activity during the contentious battle over the bill and the thwarted repeal campaign. Ohio reported more than 1,500 coronavirus cases on Wednesday, the third highest single-day total. The state also released the latest figures from Ohio's nursing homes. At least 2,237 residents at long-term care facilities have died with the virus, accounting for more than two-thirds of COVID-19 deaths in Ohio. The total is up 91 from a week ago. Overall in Ohio, 52% of the deaths have been to people age 80 and older. Cleveland is being discussed as one of the cities where federal law enforcement agents will be deployed in the coming weeks, according to President Trump. Trump, during an event at the White House on Wednesday, announced the expansion of a program called Operation Legend to control violence in several cities. Cleveland.com reports Cleveland wasn't specifically mentioned during the event, though the White House lists the city on its website, along with Detroit and Milwaukee, where agents will be sent within the next 3 weeks. Cleveland.com says city officials contacted Wednesday said they were not aware of the anticipated surge. Shares of Akron-based First Energy continued their tumble Wednesday after the company was implicated in the massive bribery scheme with Republican lawmakers. Stock prices in the utility have fallen 31% since the news broke on Tuesday. A private Wisconsin-based law firm is opening an investigation into whether First Energy used false and misleading statements regarding its business practices, internal controls, and prospects. First Energy spent around $3 million on Larry Householder's 2017 campaign. Federal prosecutors allege that Householder returned the favor by pushing through the nuclear bailout bill. First Energy has issued a statement that it has received subpoenas in connection with the investigation. The company says it's reviewing the details and intends to fully cooperate. High school sports will be played this fall. That's according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association. In a 22-page document released Wednesday, the association issued guidelines and recommendations for all 10 fall sports that stresses the importance of proper social distancing and the use of masks when not competing. The document urges schools to implement daily screening protocols and not share things like water bottles and towels, among other things. This is WKSU.